Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 6, day 5 of our study of the book of James and 1st and 2nd Peter. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about 1 Peter 1, 22 through 25. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. If you'd ever like to reach out with a question or comment, you can always find me at Twitter, my Twitter handle, at Darren Hibbs, or you can email me, send an email to me at darrenhibbs.com, and that's D-A-R-R-E-N-H-I-B-B-S. With that, let's go ahead and pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us? God, would you speak to us? Come and touch our hearts and fill us with the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 22. Now that you've purified yourselves by obeying the truth so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. So Peter here is calling us out of the obedience that we feel because of our salvation to love one another and to actually mean it. This isn't, you know, a kind of a irritated father barking at the children who've been fighting in the back seat. And you know what I'm talking about. Make up with your sister, stop fighting, you know, your family should love each other. It's not that. He's saying, listen, out of this obedience, you need to love one another. And anytime there's a command to love one another, the command that we need to understand that's actually buried within that command is not to pretend, not to act like we love them, not to do things that just make them feel loved. Oh, that's valuable. Those are good things. What Peter is saying here is actually do it from the heart, like mean it. And so the command there, what's incumbent upon us is to find ways that stir up that love in our heart. We can't just choose to love somebody. We can't just say, well, you know, I want to love that other person. And so I love them because I've chosen to love. It doesn't work like that. Our emotions, they're not so simple that we can just tell ourselves, hey, I'm going to love that person. And now I love them because I have decreed it within myself. It just doesn't work. With our spouses, when we promise to love them, I think what many people understand that vow that they took to mean is that I will live with you and share responsibilities for the rest of our lives. And nowhere in anyone's rational mind does living under the same roof and sharing the dishes and switching off, you know, who takes the kids to soccer practice, that does not mean love. Nowhere in anyone's mind ever in the history of mankind does that mean love. Now, maybe nice things to do to share those kinds of chores and stuff like that, but it's not love. Love is an emotion that we have to cultivate. When we're young and impassioned, those emotions, for the large part, cultivate themselves. But for those of you that are listening that have got a few more years and wrinkles under your skin, you know that love very often takes more work because you get busy and there's just more opportunities for disappointment and offense. And so that love takes cultivation. It takes intentionality. Not only do you have to choose that you're going to love that person, you have to find ways that stir up that love in your heart, that make it real. And that's what Peter is asking us to do here. Not just to decide that you're going to love other believers, but that you do it genuinely, meaning that you have to look at those people around you in your church, even the ones that irritate you, actually, especially the ones that irritate you. You have to ask yourself, Lord, what can I think about? What can I meditate on? What can I see in them that you see that will make them, that will make me actually love that person like you love them? That's what Peter is asking us to do. Because we have been born again, as he's saying, not from perishable seed, but for something that lasts forever. So there is a new nature within us that we have access to that gives us the ability to love the irritating person in church, to truly love them. There is something within us now that is holy and eternal that gives us the ability to truly love the people around us and mean it and actually feel it. Showing love is one thing. Showing love is what your father demanded of you, or what you demand of your children. When you stop the car and tell the kids to stop fighting and make up and be nice, that's demanding that they show love to one another. But you can't force them in that way to love each other. But when you take a step back and say, listen, you need to find the things in that other person that are worthy of love, that are attractive, that you like. Find those things and meditate on them. And you will actually convince yourself emotionally to love that person. That is what Peter is asking for. Verse 24, for all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. See, our bodies, everything that we have here will die. And so if we live in this natural world alone, if that's all we live for and live in and live through, then yeah, it's impossible to love people that are irritating and make you mad and steal from you and are jerks. You can't love them. And what's the point? If this life is all there is, what's the point in even trying? Who cares? Do things that make you happy. Do things that you know, and be around people only that make you happy. And I, there's nuance to this. Okay. So I'm not saying that the people who abuse you, that you should just stick around with them and find ways to love them. That's not what I'm saying. If you're in abusive relationships, get out, run from those. Abusive marriages, physically, verbally, sexually, get away. If you're in a church environment where you're being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, get away. Get away. You're never actually going to be able to cultivate true love for people in the midst of suffering abuse. You can't do it. It's not possible. It's not humanly possible. The Holy Spirit can give you help in that, but one of the first things is, if you have the power, if you have the ability, and most of you listening to my voice have that ability, you've got to get away. You can't truly begin to love those people unless you can get away and get out of those situations. The enemy uses that kind of thing very often to hold people in bitterness and anger and hatred, and that is not the means to truly love people. So understand that this is not the catch-all for everything. It's not that, you know, you just got to hunker down and find the ways to love them. If there's bad situations going on, get out, find ways out of those situations, but under normal circumstances. And that's the key. Under normal circumstances, the people that just irritate you or anger you or steal from you or whatever, those are the people that you have to ask the Lord, how do I love them? Because we are eternal creatures and we will live with them for all eternity. And in that light, we will see them as they truly are before the Lord. When sin is taken away from this world, then we will be able to experience those people for all eternity as God created them to be for eternity. We will appreciate them and we will love them. And so Peter is saying, get a jump start on that. It is amazing and powerful. And imagine the church. Imagine going to a church in this life where people, every single person in that church committed, as Peter is talking about here, to love one another in this way, to get that jump start on eternity. That church is going to feel like heaven on earth. Just imagine that. Imagine what that church would be like. It would be the most powerful place you and I have ever visited and probably would ever visit in this life. So this is worthy of our effort. It's worthy of our time to find ways to love those around us genuinely. And it is a commitment to finding the things in them that the Lord sees valuable and lovable, and then attaching ourselves to those things. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.